Hello, everybody. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Bing.
You care to commence the proceedings with a bit of song, Rosie?
Why, you're very sweet to ask me, Bing. I'll just do that little thing.
You're the very one that can do it, too, chum.
Nice, Rosemary.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Say, Bing, will you croon a bit of a tune now?
It'll be a distinct pleasure, dear boy, to unravel a bit of melody. Here's a ballad that I think everyone likes. I like it.
to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow, way up in the blue, I always remember
of the Norcross roses. There's a whole new line of Norcross greeting cards, each bearing its own special rose to its own special person. There's a Norcross Champagne Beauty, the Rose Stellata, the Norcross American Beauty, the Mint Beauty, and the Rose Parfait. Send a friend a Norcross greeting card rose. Norcross cards say the things you want to say. So pick the nicest cards on the rack. Pick the card with the N on the back. Rosemary, a breathless world awaits you. You have something in mind, I trust.
Indeed I have, Ken.
About the new wallpaper?
No, I don't think I have. What's new in wallpaper?
Electric wallpaper will soon be on the market.
Electric wallpaper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen some pretty wild designs in wallpaper, but, gee, I never thought I'd live to see the day when it would light up.
Well, it doesn't exactly light up, Ken, but it does heat up. You see, this paper has wires printed on it. You paste it on the walls and ceiling, and, oh, they tell me it heats up a room wonderfully.
Oh, this electric wallpaper is for heating.
Yeah, the latest thing. See, first you paste on the electric wallpaper, then you cover it with paper of any design you choose.
Oh, golly, this is great. Imagine heating a house with wallpaper.
Sure, it might mean the end of grates, wires, stovepipes. Finish all them things.
Sure, I think I really got something there. But who do you call to install this new wallpaper? A paper hanger, an electrician?
Well, you got to have one of each.
Well, at least.
I don't think this paper is for do-it-yourself addicts yet.
Oh, no, I think we'd better hold them off for a while.
You bet. It's intriguing, though, isn't it, Ken, this invention?
Exceedingly intriguing. I like that idea of the heat pouring gently from the walls and ceiling.
It has other possibilities, too, this electric paper.
For instance?
Well, say, how about paper bags? You know, paper bags for keeping one's lunch hot.
Yeah, but where are you getting the electric power for these bags?
Batteries now, but I suppose later we'll get electricity from the air or something simple like that, huh?
I think we will someday. Oh, I got one. How about electric cardboards for men's shirts? You know?
Capital.
Huh?
What about electric writing paper, huh?
And envelopes for love letters.
Oh.
Say, maybe even paper with a slight throb.
Now you're thinking.
How about hot paper cups for slow beverage drinking?
Oh, they'll come. They're bound to. What about a warm Kleenex?
Oh, possibilities are absolutely endless, huh? Aren't they, Ken? Limitless, limitless.
Indeed they are.
There's only one thing that bothers me, though, about this electric paper, Ken.
What?
I was just thinking. It's got to be terrific for the cold months.
Sure.
We're agreed on that. But
yeah.
What about the summer months?
Well, you just don't turn it on, that's all.
Well, no, but don't you think it'd be nice if we could have paper that air-conditioned the room, too?
Oh, wallpaper for cooling, huh?
Why not? If they can make paper with tiny electric wires running through it, why can't they also run tiny coils through the same paper for refrigerating purposes?
Well, don't you think this is asking a little too much?
And this is the mid-20th century, and absolutely nothing is too much.
Go along with you if you want to.
Fantastic, isn't it? Wallpaper always does dress up a room. Well, now it'll heat a room up, too. Cool it off. Also, why, before long, Ken, we'll have wallpaper with television screens on it, huh?
Oh, that's nothing. I've got a television screen with a lot of wallpaper in it now.
Oh, yes. Well, here's a song now, friends. This selection is available soon on wallpaper, too, I believe.
Ah, gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Candy, when I've got you, then I see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get so lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Can't make it without you. When you're gone, what can I do?
Great, Bing. Very nice. Well, while you were resting, why not let Buddy Cole and Ensemble take a charge for a while?
I think that would be wonderful. I think everybody would get a big charge out of it, too, I'm sure.
Buddy, looks like you're on.
Thank you.
Rosemary, I was thinking right about here. Our friends listening might just enjoy a romantic song about a very romantic place.
What romantic place, Bing?
I was thinking we might just row out to the Isle of Capri.
Good idea.
Grab the oars, Rosie.
Grab the oars?
Yes. I've got to play the mandolin.
Oh, just so you don't loaf.
On the Isle of Capri that I found you.
Beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you.
Where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose, but a darling.
But somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over. Blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rearing.
And we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat was so worn not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri. We hit the Isle of Capri.
We hit the Isle of Capri with the tourists.
Through that mob with a knife.
Through that mob with a knife.
It seemed that all of the tourists.
The tourists were purists.
Every man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all
we
kinds
ordered
of
pasta
vino.
And all kinds of vino. While
heaven's
stale mandolins.
I think the pasta is better at Dino's.
Which is back on the strip in L.A.
Every time we think of Capri,
the mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
Out of the dead sheets of memories we made them. And to that island where romance begins. I've often felt that we both might have stayed there. If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
Well, that's all for today, friends.
But you can catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.